This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Good morning, Metroplex. It is NFL draft day, and no one has you covered more than the awesome team that does more homework than anyone else. They just don't read out of a draft guide. It's Brian Broaddus.
We write the draft guides.
Bobby Belt, Zach Wolchuk, and a host of others at the Ford Center at the Star in Frisco tonight for round one coverage. Have you picked out your bow tie?
No, I forgot about that till last night.
Did he text you, Broaddus?
No.
Well, then what made you remember?
I just happened to remember. I was sitting there going like, oh, yeah, it's supposed to wear ties for this thing.
There's nothing that says NFL draft like a bunch of dudes in bow ties.
Well, it doesn't have to be a bow tie. It can be a regular tie. And after the draft starts, you can undo it and you can toss it. But I'm trying to think if I'm going to just be, do I be my obnoxious self and like show up in a T-shirt and I'll put a tie around, but I will take it off right after we
what
start.
What do those pit stains look like by pick six?
They'll be big. You know who wears a bow tie every day? You know who wears one? Pudge, our dog. His collar, a little bow tie on it.
Oh,
little bow tie. All of his collars we buy, little bow tie.
I love that.
He's a very studious dog. He used to be somebody. He's got a very high PAAT score.
What are we hearing with the latest rumors and the latest intrigue? Roberto.
Man, I think all along we've looked at this and said Graham Barton, the center from Duke, makes a lot of sense for them. And if he can get to, I should say, the projected center from Duke, he's a guy who's played left tackle the last 3 years. He hasn't played center since his freshman year of college, but that's where everybody projects him is at center. And he's a guy who I think they would love to take if he were on the board. You're starting to get building momentum for, hey, he might go in the teens here. I know we've talked a lot about Jackson Powers Johnson, the center from Oregon. Like, well, how comfortable are they with his medicals and other things like that? If you look at, you know, Brian Broaddus' Twitter timeline and you hear some of the things that we've heard in the last week or so, it does not sound like he's somebody that they would consider with their pick, regardless of medicals, that they're not as high on him as other people are. But I think names to watch tonight, Graham Barton from Duke, Tyler Guyton from Oklahoma, right tackle, and a couple other guys. You've got Troy Fatanu from Washington. If he's somebody that slid down the board a little bit, maybe they say, hey, this is too good a value. We gotta go up and get it. You know, we're all in. I mean, that would be all in. You're going all in. You're making a move up while you don't have that much capital right now. If they get wiped out, I would not be surprised. I'm not saying this is the way to go. I would not be surprised if they get wiped out if they moved back a little bit and they took Jonathan Brooks, the running back from Texas, which might cause people to lose their minds if their top pick was a running back again.
Yeah.
Yeah, because where would you move back to?
Back into the first or early second?
And you're going to take him in the first?
You might. I don't think that's likely.
Just met with Zeke yesterday.
Yes, you don't need him.
Well, that's why you might not draft Graham Barton, the center from Duke. Because that's what Zeke will fill. But I think there are a number of different ways it can go. I'm leaning right now. I think when I'm going to do my final mock draft, I'm going to put Tyler Guyton, the tackle from Oklahoma.
Choppy, give us your different scenarios that you plotted out last night.
All right, so here we go. Scenario right here. You're on the clock. There is nobody to trade with. Nobody will trade. Kansas City, no, because Kansas City already moved up and traded with Philadelphia two spots ahead of you. All right, so let's just paint that scenario. Lions aren't moving up. Niners aren't moving up. Nobody. Or maybe the Lions do and the Niners do, but you don't want to trade with them because whatever. So, nobody to trade with. They're going to pick, but I'm telling you, they're not taking O-line at 24. Okay. All the O-linemen are gone.
Yep.
Not a scenario that's likely. So, they can't trade down, and all the O-linemen are gone at 24.
Mm-hmm.
Where do they go?
Where do they go? Where would you want them to go?
No, I'm asking you guys. Like, this is a hypothetical. There's no wrong answer.
Yeah.
So, like, this isn't a where we want them to go. It's where you think they will go. So, all the linemen, all the offensive linemen are gone, and you can't trade down, and there's no Roma Dunze has not dropped to them.
Yeah. Man, that would be pretty terrible. I would guess that might be the instance where you do go.
Is there a justifiable linebacker? D lineman. I mean, you'll corner.
You'll likely have the top corner on the or the top linebacker on the board there, Edgerton Cooper from Texas A&M. You'll have the top running back there, Jonathan Brooks from Texas. It's just those two guys are generally considered second rounders. This is a good corner class. If you've got all the linemen going and you've got quarterbacks going and nobody's coming up to trade with you, there's a good chance one of the corners has been pushed down to you. And so, I mean, yeah, you might go corner. I think at that point they would say, We're taking the top running back, linebacker, or defensive lineman on our board. So Jonathan Brooks from Texas, Edgerton Cooper from Texas A&M, the linebacker, or whoever the defensive lineman would be there since there's a cluster of them.
Give me the percentage, and we need to cover this because I don't want to come in tomorrow and say, why didn't we bring it up? What's the quarterback percentage? First of all, do we know who they like? 1, 2, 3 quarterbacks?
No, but I mean, I would guess knowing the way that they've evaluated guys in the past, I would guess they have it probably close to where I don't know how they would feel about McCarthy, but I would guess it's close to Caleb Williams, Drake May, Michael Penix.
Okay.
Oh, Penix. You think Penix is ahead of Daniels and JJ and Nix?
I definitely think Penix would be ahead of Nix, and I'm not sure about JJ. I know there are plenty of people around Dallas and elsewhere around the league that do like Penix more than Daniels.
Wow.
There are people who like him better. Daniels is not for everybody.
Dude. Yeah.
But the people who like him are going to have him graded very, very high.
He played again. He beat Justin Herbert in a game. That's how kind of old he is.
I could not believe when I saw that yesterday.
He threw a touchdown pass to Brandon Ayuk and in the same game beat Justin Herbert.
You talking about Daniels?
Yeah.
Is Daniels older than Penix? Because all I hear is about Penix is
no,
age.
So
I haven't heard anything about Jaden
Daniels started at Arizona State. And so he's fifth year.
He's 23.
So yeah, he's been 2019. He's a pre-COVID player. He was a freshman starter at Arizona State in 2019.
Well, if you like a quarterback, don't have Peyton Manning anywhere around your organization.
No.
As Peyton did the very rare radio interview with his former teammate Brandon Stokely. And you judge whether you think Sean Payton is unhappy with this on the fan in Denver.
I actually had a conversation with J.J. McCarthy the other day. I texted him, Stoke, after the national championship. I never met him, but invited him to our football camp, and like Harbaugh wouldn't let him miss a workout, so he didn't get to go. And so I just reached out and said, hey, man, congratulations. You know, wish you the best of luck in your next chapter. And I guess he thought it was a prank because he never called me back. So I texted him Monday, you know, from the same number. And he's like, oh, it really is you. I thought that was somebody was pranking me. And so I just kind of wished him luck. And he said, hey, I'd love to ask you some questions. So he called me back and, boy, impressive to talk to. And I know Denver's very interested in him. And it sounded like, you know, this is a place he'd love to come to. So, but it's a little bit out of his control.
He'll never be in a meeting room again. Denver likes him.
Was that? That didn't sound as bad as I read.
It didn't sound as bad as you read. Correct. But still, it's like you don't want any of your cards. Now this could be a complete plant. Like Sean Payton could be saying to Payton, hey, you know, like let's get the word out that we really like JJ, when in reality we like Drake May, or Daniels or Penix or whatever.
Yeah, you can like Drake May. You'd have to go way up to get
right.
Drake May.
But like, you know, maybe it's Penix or whoever, Nix that they like better.
I've got Denver trading up for McCarthy instead of Minnesota. Like I had been all this time thinking Minnesota would go up. I think it'll be Denver.
Odds from Bet Online that I got yesterday in Vegas. Caleb is 1 to 500 to go first. Jaden Daniels is 33 to 1 to go first, then Drake May. But what about number two? Jaden Daniels was the favorite as of last night, 1-5. Drake May 13-4, then J.J. McCarthy 10-1. So is Jaden Daniels trying to voice passively aggressive that he hates the Commanders?
This has been a weird week or two. So the Commanders caused some waves by, and we talked about at the time, they had a...
He hates Top Golf.
They had a Top Golf outing. Yeah, that's why he didn't show up to the Sandlot charity a couple years ago. That was why.
Neither did Coolio.
They had this Top Golf outing. God. Jeez. I'm rubbing off on you too much. That's what's happening here. Yeah, he died. That's why he wasn't able to show up to it. That's why my mom wasn't able to show up either. So anyway, listen.
She wasn't even invited.
No, she wasn't.
At least Coolio was. Yeah.
So the Top Golf outing where they had J.J. McCarthy, Drake May, Jaden Daniels. I don't know if it was just those three. I can't remember if Penix may have been in there too or Bo Nix, but those three definitely were there. And it was something where there was some commentary that was like, hey, you know, this is a little weird. Why wouldn't you just have guys on their own trip? Why would you do a group outing? And Ron Butler, who is the agent for Jaden Daniels, quote tweeted that with like the thinking emoji, like, what an idea, what a concept. Now you start seeing stories that are leaking out about Jaden Daniels is wondering what options he might have if Washington isn't the right fit for him. You know, he gave an interview or there was a talk where he had said that, you know, the two teams that he really wanted to play for growing up, and he has just completely avoided talking about the Commanders very directly. And I know he got interviewed the other day by JP Finley from our sister station in Washington, D.C. And JP had asked him, like, you know, well, what would it be like? You get drafted by the Commanders. How'd that be? And, you know, he's like, boy, it'd be a lifelong dream come true to play in the NFL. It's like, okay, you seem like you're doing everything you can to avoid talking about this. All the discussion sounds like he's ending up there anyway and that they'll work it out. And this may be some sort of gamesmanship, but there is a lot of uneasiness about his demeanor towards Washington right now.
You know, every year it's like, look, everyone has this guy mocked to this team. Like, we just know it's going to happen. What are those fits in the first round where it's like, this team is taking this guy?
Outside of Caleb Williams, of course.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, you've got a lot of people saying that Marvin Harrison Jr. Marvin Harrison Jr. 4 to the Cardinals is one that we're seeing a lot. It's interesting. There's been a late push where you're seeing, and this happens the last 24 hours of the draft, guys feel a little more comfortable. They can drop stuff at the end. But you're seeing a lot of people who are saying Leiatu Latu, the edge rusher from UCLA, that a lot of people are mocking him to the Falcons. And you're just seeing those are kind of consistent. But it's odd. Outside of you get out of the top 10, it's kind of all over the map. I mean, a lot of people think the Saints will take a tackle, whichever top tackle is there. I mean, Dallas obviously has seen pretty consistently the Graham Barton mock, and Tyler Guyton has become a popular one. The only other one that everybody seems set on right now is the Chiefs are getting one of these receivers in the first round tonight.
Cowboys' first drafted position from Vegas. There's odds on this. Offensive lineman is 1-2. Linebacker is 9-2. This is for the pick tonight. Defensive line / edge is 11-2. Then wideout 9-1. Corner 10-1, running back 25-1, quarterback, tight end, safety.
Running back is value.
Running back 25-1.
That's value.
They're not going to take.
I don't think they will, but I'm saying I think there's a better wipeout scenario where they take a running back than they do a receiver, where they move back and they pick. They
only
Brooks
have,
well, or something.
I mean, here's they only have one receiver. Let's be fair.
Cooks is a good receiver.
Yeah, he's a good receiver. He's not a number two. He's true. Like ideally. Ideally, if you want to have the best receiving core, he's your number three.
Yeah,
well,
ideally.
Well, that's like an all-world receiving core.
Yeah.
I think he's a solid
He's two. A solid player, but, like, he's like, I don't know, like, because you need three receivers. You need three.
He is, to me, about an average, maybe slightly above average, too. Like, I think, obviously, there's some where you've got, you know, Cincinnati, where they have incredible depth.
That's the goal. The goal is to find a T. Higgins or something.
It's
like that.
Goal, but I think league average around the league, Cooks is a good two.
Yeah, absolutely.
Totally. Would it qualify as an all-time disappointment if the Stars get swept or lose in five? We talk about game two last night and a Texas Ranger ticket giveaway. We're sending you and three others to go see the World Series champs in Arlington, the commercial-free expressway. Then Zach Wilchuk in studio to preview the draft, all coming up on The Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
And Ben the assists. Here's Heisel to the backhand. Passes to Marchessault and they score. What a play by Jack Eichel. Brought all the attention to his left. An easy pass for the tuck home by Marchessault. And the Golden Knights have the equalizer.
Vegas Sticks were active, also defended the blue line extremely well. And the Dallas Stars lose both at the AAC. They're down 0-2 heading to Vegas for Saturday night. They matched Vegas's physicality, led the game on a robo power play goal. Ottinger was not bad in net. Stars win 5-on-5, outshot Vegas 59-45. They just could not finish. Getting some of the stats from the Hockey Hawk, Gavin Spittle, fresh spits and suds will be up, but we got a problem. So if they lose, and you can fill in the blank, if they lose in five, if they get swept.
Oh, baby.
If they lose in six, this will be what in terms of a horrific upset? In terms of what level of disappointment should this be put at? Because technically you have a 1-8 here,
right? How does
it work in hockey?
So you have your two divisions in each conference. So in the case of the Stars, the Central and the Pacific. And the top seed in the Central, the top seed in the Pacific, so Dallas and Edmonton play the wild cards. So Edmonton gets wild card one, and the Stars get wild card two. So that's the lowest wild card. And then the 2 and 3 in each division play each other. The 2 and 3 really get screwed in the NHL. They really get screwed because they're playing good teams. But sometimes, like, the three of one, you can have one division so bad that, like, you're not really playing the eight, but you really are. In this case, you really are playing the eight seed.
Okay. So when there's an 8-1 upset, God forbid a sweep, or even 5, you're talking about people like losing jobs in other sports normally, just normally. But in hockey, we've talked about 8-1 upsets before. Bobby, how often has it happened?
Looks like it has happened roughly 15, 16 times in the last 30 years. So
it's every other year.
Wow.
It's happened a lot.
So 50% of the time it's happening over the last 15 years. 50% of the time?
Over the last 30 years.
Over the last 30
years.
Yeah,
yeah. Basically, it's been over 30 years' time, so 60 matchups there, 15 of them, so a quarter of them have been 8 seeds winning.
So that, I mean, that would lessen, like, the devastation.
I mean, look, last year it happened. Florida,
yeah.
They went all the way to the Cup Finals.
Mavs, let's say the Mavs lose in 5 to the Clippers, uh-huh. And the Stars lose in 5 to Vegas. Which one is more crushing?
I mean, the Stars are the one seed, but Vegas is they don't match up well, and they're the defending champs. Like I think the Mavs losing in 5 to the Clippers is somehow worse.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, we mentioned earlier, like, the idea of, could the Golden Knights be to the Stars what the 49ers are to the Cowboys? Like, it might be a better parallel to say what the Clippers have been to the Mavs, like, over the last couple of years. And, like, this is a hurdle that they need to get over. I guess I felt better just obviously from hearing everybody talk about the Stars, hearing what Vegas was getting back. I felt better. I thought both would win, but I felt better that the Mavericks were going to beat the Clippers. So, to me, that would be a bigger disappointment. I think Peyton's analogy last night on Twitter was a good one, where he's like, this is 2016 Rangers again, where they're the number one seed and they just get swept by Toronto.
What do you think, Pepe? How bad would this be? Or, like, understandable. 1-8s happen. Vegas is not your usual 8. Like, it's not the end of the world as an all-time as an all-time stinging moment around here.
Yeah, I mean, I get it's the defending champs, but it's just the Stars made this season just look so easy. They were dominant on the home, they were dominant on the road, and then to go down in round one as the one seed, like we talked about, it would be disappointing. I get that the Vegas Golden Knights are the defending champs, and the fan text agrees. You know, 4-0-9-0 disappointment because I knew Vegas would whoop our ass. 9-4-0, not a horrific upset. They are the defending champs.
Yeah.
It's going to be disappointing because it's another Dallas team that's a top seed, like the Cowboys were a 2 seed, Rangers were a 1 seed in 2016, and now the Stars are 1 seed. It would be very disappointing, though.
Yeah, and it would be. Now people are talking or asking about Vegas, like, and how they're manipulating the salary cap and everything. And you heard Subban relate, you kind of talk about that in that clip we played of him yesterday. It's just a loophole they found. And Chicago, the Blackhawks found the same loophole of Patrick Kane like a dozen years ago or whatever. And that's when Stone came back to the playoffs. So, like, there's no salary cap in the playoffs. So, if you have a guy who's on, like, the IR, their version of the IR designated to return, or their version of the injured list, you know, they're not, I guess, counting against your cap, so you can add players to replace him. And then you could bring that player back for the postseason without having to cut anybody and having it hurt your cap. And that's what they did with Stone. And like I said, I think it was Patrick Kane. Chicago did that, you know, a dozen years ago or whatever. So is it legal? Yes, it's legal. It's, you know, that's an NHL problem. It's not the Vegas problem. Like that's an NHL thing.
It's just taking advantage of a loophole. Wasn't there talk last year that the Rangers kind of took advantage of roster loopholes in terms of the way they were able to get Evan Carter
on
the roster?
Yes, well, they were, because there was an injury, right? There was a late term.
Yeah, it's like you can find ways
you have
to manipulate it a little bit.
Yeah, technically, I think you have to be on the roster by a certain date in order to be on the playoff roster, unless there's an injury.
And they're replacing the guy who was injured.
And he's not able to return at all or something like that.
Spittle just texted, disappointment, but not all time. Vegas with their insertions of Hanifin, who scored last night. Stone could be playing better than anyone. Amazing the instant chemistry they have. But the Stars were beasts on the road this year, so let's see. But I'm just asking, if it's a sweep, if it's 5-6, they lose in the first round, is it going to be put in some type of all-time Metroplex category? It's sounding like the hockey heads are saying no. That it'll be disappointment, but not shocking because of what you're facing and the consistency of these 1-8 upsets that we just touched on. So I just wanted to ask, because this is not good. 877-881-1053, Franklin Frankel, injury attorney, text line, 877-881-1053. Someone tweeted, let's see, it is Atolo saying, Sharif, I wonder if you could be on the draft show for the first round. That's from Outlaw 1354. No, sir, I will be drinking and eating at Pluckers.
Well,
I'm at the Dallas location along with maybe Mike Bassick on Greenville Avenue starting at 6:30 tonight. So go ahead and show up. I think I got a lot of Tolos rolling out. A lot of Tolos rolling out to meet up. Here are the different Pluckers assignments throughout the Metroplex, and then we're going to give away the Rangers tickets, and then we're going to have Neighborhood Watch. Myself and Bassick, Dallas location. Plano, the great Christy Scales. In Addison, it will be Corey Majors. In Grapevine, it will be Eric Chiafalo. Pluckers Alliance, Raph James Choppy. In Allen, Kevin Hagelin. Arlington, Gavin and Lucius. City View, Reggie Atitula. So those are all the different locations. We're taking over Pluckers tonight for round one.
What is your genuine expectation for when Mike is there and when Mike leaves?
Well, I'm going to give Mike the guilt trip in crosstalk. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, you're just going to abandon your teammate.
Those work really well with him.
Had a lot of, a lot of behind-the-scenes talks to try to help Mike out for many a year. help him out with some advice. So you're just fine getting up and abandoning me and having me on the microphone throughout the entire evening when you know I love this event and I want to pay attention to it. Okay, yeah, you do you. So I'm going to try to guilt him, but see, this is the problem with having my wife and son come for a little bit. Ooh. Once Mike sees, because my wife is not understanding, and neither am I really. I've never done this. She's like, why would you have me drop you and you're going to take a car home? What are you talking? What are you doing? And she's like, why are you there so long? You're not working the draft this year. And I'm like, apparently you have to stay to the end of the first round. And Chiafalo is side texting me being like, don't drive because people are going to try to get you hammered with the different specials. But when Mike, see, if I was by myself, I think Mike could feel a little extra guilt. But as soon as he sees my wife there, that's his green light to roll out even earlier. Like, oh, I'm not abandoning you.
Nope. But you need to hit him with during crosstalk is like, man, she's had a couple contractions lately. Like, I might have to leave the event.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, maybe I should just do that before and say we're going to the hospital and make Mike do the whole thing by himself.
Exactly.
Ooh.
Poor little Tito's on the floor. Be like, whoops, Mike, your water just broke. We got to leave. You're
going to stay. Wow. That's
good. I like that. So that's what's happening this evening.
Yeah. I've been doing this, what, now? We've done this for six or so times.
We missed
the COVID year, but it was at least 2018, maybe 2017 that we started this, doing this at Pluckers, and it's a lot of fun. And I got the list of drink specials ready.
Oh,
I got the, hit me with it. I can't.
Hit me
it's
with
secret.
It.
Secret.
What?
It's secret. You can't let it, but you can't even tell them
why
before the pick comes in. You got to wait until after the pick.
All right, tell me how this works in terms of like a food special or something.
Okay, so here we go. All right, so you sign up. 6:30, you get on the mic at Pluckers. Get there early. Get there at 6:30. Get on the mic and say, okay, you want to be the general manager. You're picking for the team. So you sign up. So somebody's going to sign up for the Bears. You're going to call them up when the Bears are on the clock. And you're going to say, who do you want the Bears to? Who are the Bears taking? Give us your best guess. And they say, Caleb Williams. And you go, okay. Well, if the Bears pick Caleb Williams, then everybody in the restaurant for the next 10 minutes gets whatever the draft day special is that coincides with that pick. So if the first one is, hey, you get $4.50 Tito's for the next 10 minutes.
Oh.
That's the drink special. If they get it wrong, there's no special.
Dude, it is. I went before, we did all the draft coverage and stuff like that. There
when
is,
you're a fanboy?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I mean, I always have been, according to Slater. There is a Price is Right, like, screaming from the stands for, like, what your bid should be, like, to the people who are going up there to make the pick of, like, say this, don't pick. And then when somebody picks, like, a dumb pick or whatever else, then people are like, we don't get the drink special now.
So I have all the specials.
Yeah.
Can I, like, read some of these? It doesn't matter, right?
Tonight. Don't say what pick it goes with.
But what does it matter?
I don't know.
What does it freaking matter what pick it goes with?
There's some legality thing there.
Oh, it's a legality
thing.
Yeah. All right, so
he knows Bennett's listening.
These are some of the different specials for tonight. I won't tie it in with the team. $10 34-ounce Bud Lights. 34-ounce Bud Lights for $10 if you nail that pick. $4.50 Fireball. $7.50 Pluckers Lit. I don't know what that is. $4.
Oh, Long Island Iced Tea.
Oh, my gosh. My brother will fly in for that from Maryland. $4.50 Tito's, $10 Pluckers Nachos. All these different shots. $6.50 Patron shots. $7 frozen margaritas. $5 fried cookies and cream. 10 wings for $14. $8.50 34-ounce Dos Equis. So $4.50 fried pickles. $8 Grey Goose Moscow Mules. $2.25 Bud Light pints. $2.75 Dos Equis pints, $4 fried Twinkies, 5 wings for $5, blue cheese potato chips, buffalo bites for $5.50, boozeberry. All these things are what the whole place gets to order if someone nails the draft.
If someone nails the pick that coincides with that special.
Oh, my God, my partner in crime. He's already here for me. He's already here for me. Mikey B on the D&M Leasing Hotline here on 105.3 The Fan. Mikey.
Yeah, how's it going?
What's up?
I was listening to you.
Are you all in?
No, not at all. I am all in like the Cowboys are on getting my son a driver's license this week, as this has been one of the craziest weeks of my life, driving 3 hours a day, making sure that he can get a driver's license. So right now I'm in the car, headed to Garland DMV. Very nice people there last time I went when my son didn't have anything ready to go to have a driver's license. Mm-hmm. So now I'm going back there this morning. Then after that, I'm dropping him off in East Dallas at Bishop Lynch. then from East Dallas, I'm driving to West Fort Worth to the Pluckers today to do the show.
Yeah.
Then I'm getting home. But that's been my whole week of driving 3 hours a day to make sure my son gets where he needs to go so he can have a driver's license.
Yeah.
So I'm giving each team 5 minutes to make their pick. So whatever 5 times 32 is how long I stay.
Okay, 5 minutes. Now, you gotta show me how to do this for the very begining. I have not done this before.
You get on the mic and you yell at the people and you say, 32 people, get up here right now, put your name down to make the pick when it's your turn.
Okay.
You have 5 to 10 minutes to come up here. If you don't want to do it, fine. I will put the name in and I will pick it for you.
There's no way Mike is like this harsh, like with all his legions of fans around him, and they're coming up and wanting to talk to him.
That's what they like. They like to be dominated,
abused,
verbally abused. Okay, that is an entire category on the Hub: verbal abuse.
Yeah.
All right, people love hearing that. They love that.
I don't care if one person comes up here and picks 32 times right now. Let's go.
Yeah, let's get it. All right, you show me how.
I'm not here to entertain you all night. That is not my job.
You show me how
it actually is.
You show me how to do it for the first half, and then I'll take the second half.
Okay, I got the first 16. You got the last 16.
Yes, I'll be there till 11 or 12. Thank you.
Sean, I don't even know 16 people who are in this draft. So.
Hey, as long as there's not a weight room there for you to go in while
we're
picking.
That's right.
Then we don't have to worry about that. Love you, Michael. Be careful out there driving around. Right. Yeah, he was setting all that. Play that violin. Turn that up. He was setting all that up for I got this going on and I got that. My wife is 8 months and 2 weeks pregnant. I moved into a new house and I got a 3-year-old. I don't want to hear it. I do not want to hear it. But I actually need my wife to go so she understands the chaos and craziness that I hear it's going to be. So she's not ticked off when I stumble into the house at 12 or 12:30. I invite her to come see what I'm getting into.
Sarah will be there.
She's not understanding, and I'm not understanding it. She's like, why do you, every other work event, you drive. Why are you Ubering? Why would you sleep at the radio station? So you're basically going out to party and get hammered. But that's what y'all have told me. So that's what I told her. And I was like, you know what? You just need to come for the first few hours. Even if you had to bring Ollie, you need to come see it so she gets it.
It's a bit. Like
she won't say anything once she sees it.
No. You're busy. It's a busy time. It's fun. Like it's constant, right? It's not like difficult. You're not like stressed. It's just constant action.
Definitely make sure that she comes out to see it before pick 24, because if things go sideways, people are going to be depressed, drinking, and trying to get you to join in.
Yeah. The good news is that what we found is like if the Cowboys pick early, the crowd will disperse late. The fact that they're picking late, the whole place is packed until the Cowboys pick.
So I need to trade up.
Yes.
Need to
trade up.
Will tomorrow be the – this has been the week of hell.
This is the week of hell.
With our jobs. Will tomorrow be the worst day?
Yes. Yes, because you're going to get – you'll get to bed probably later. Because you're going
to – I've been going to sleep at 12.
Yeah, but the draft – I mean, look, if you get lucky, the draft is quick. Then you get home earlier.
How long is the nap today?
Oh.
Are you going to try and get like 4 in?
I got to get up and do some work. But although a lot will be like
junk drawer reaction. We got it all set up.
Yeah.
We'll call Jane Slater, make her come on for a segment.
Yeah, we got Jay met her once a year quota. We don't want to ask for too much. And we have another Texas Rangers ticket giveaway tomorrow like we do right now. Right there.
All right, Tolos, that's right. Call at number 10 right now at 877-881-1053. Wins a 4-pack of tickets to see your World Series champion, Texas Rangers, take on the Washington Nationals on May 1st. And you want to get there early, Tolos, because the first 15,000 fans in the gate will also receive a Nathan Eovaldi replica postseason jersey presented by Nolan Ryan Beef. And it's also Dollar Hot Dog Night at the ballpark. Get tickets and info now at rangers.com/tickets. That's caller number 10. At 877-881-1053.
Zach Wolchuk in studio, taking over the hosting responsibilities this year. He's going to join us at 8 to answer all of your NFL and Cowboy draft questions right at your favorite local segment of the week.
We need to take people out of their bubbles and their safe place and make them think about the world we live in.
You are fake news.
So what do you guys hear? What's the scuttlebutt?
That's right. It's neighborhood watch time, and we got a couple of really bizarre stories, like unsolved mysteries type of stories floating around the Metroplex. today. And we're going to get into those in just a sec. First off, you guys mentioned you'll be at Pluckers. I will be at the Star in Frisco, so I will not be able to take part in that. But one of our other wonderful partners, RJ Choppy, you know how wonderful they are, Boomer Jacks.
Yes.
I'm going to be out at Boomer Jacks on Saturday night.
Very nice.
So after the draft, after day three of the draft, I'll go hang out at the Boomer Jacks on 121 off of Plano. Come on out, and we'll have a good time. We'll either drink away our sorrow or we'll celebrate. But either way, we will be drinking. And also, shout out to the Keller Indians, baby. The Keller High School Indians, who opened the round of playoffs today. Best of three series against Pascal High School. That is the official high school softball team of the morning show. Best of luck to them. They'll be playing out at Saginaw. Because I'm tied up with the draft, I'm going to need them to win. Like, more than normal, because I've got to make the trip for next weekend.
Tolo Joseph Hicks was very excited to think that you lived in Keller before I told him no. You are just showing local support.
I don't live in Stephenville either, but I rep Tarleton. I don't live in Keller. I do live. We did get some hell when I started repping Keller so hard from our friends who are softball in that softball community for Marcus High School, which is obviously ours, and they're like, y'all never show up. So shout out to them too. Marcus is in the playoffs. They will play tonight as well. They're in a best of three series. I need everybody to advance. That's what I need. And then if I can get them in the final four, I can potentially get a Marcus versus Keller matchup.
I'd like to get a rotation of high school sweatshirts and hats for me to wear every day for my wardrobe. So if y'all send it up to the station, I'll go ahead and rock it.
Plano East Baseball gave us those hats at one of the firehouse tours. And I love those hats.
Yeah.
And like whenever I wore one to a Cowboys game one time, I get stopped more for wearing high school gear than anything else. Where somebody's like, did you go there? Yeah. Did you go there? Do you have people that, like, people just,
they're like,
that connect with
100
man.
Feet away, sir, please.
Exactly. Yeah. All right. What's more important? What's more important, especially with the mustache? Kids crossing a street safely or someone who set their kitchen on fire while trying to replicate a recipe from the soon-to-be-defunct TikTok, RIP. Our Facebook community group post of the week comes from Grand Prairie Texas Talk Alternative. It's where they keep it real. They're red-pilled over there. They're red-pilled over there. It's not the Grand Prairie, Texas talk where they censor everything. This is like, all right, where it's like the Rock Wally and Uncensored, which I am a member of. Those jerks at the Rock Wally and still won't let me in the Facebook group. But they let me in the Rock Wally and Uncensored, which is the one I want to be a part of anyway. It's counterculture. So here was the post in the Grand Prairie, Texas talk alternative yesterday. This morning on Carrier Parkway and Polo Road, I ended up right behind a full-size Grand Prairie Fire Department fire truck. Horn blasting, all lights and sirens going. It was clearly rushing to an emergency. Then we hit a school zone, and it creeped 20 miles per hour all the way through to the end of the school zone.
Kevin Hagelin's big hang-up right here.
Which made me think, critically injured people most likely in a car wreck or school children. I know it's the law, but I would have no problem with the fire truck not doing 20 miles per hour in that school zone if there was an emergency. After all, everyone can see, hear it coming down the road. If you ask people possibly trapped in their car after wrecking, I bet they would say, step on the gas and please hurry. Don't worry about observing the school zone speed limit. And a lot of the comments in there on this Facebook post were like, nope, what this says to me is if they can slow down, you can slow down. That's what it says to me. So your thought? Would you want, if you saw an emergency vehicle going through a school zone, do you think they should throttle it back? Go 20 and under, or should they be like, no, we got to get to this emergency?
Well, are there any kids on the street, and what type of time of day is it? I learned my lesson right here at this school. As I went down Cole, and I was going to turn on Lemon to go home, and I tried like a little shortcut by the school to turn left, I got trapped with these daggone kids. I mean, I sat there for about 8 minutes, and I'm like, how many kids are in this school? So if there are no kids on the street, if no one's getting out of school, if it's not recess time, yes, the emergency vehicle can blow through the...
What if it's 2:59 or 3:02? School's let out 2 minutes earlier.
So kids are out there?
Yeah.
Then they have to slow down.
To me, it's like...
And slow down.
There's no alternate route.
Like the kids hopefully... But the kids are hopefully taught, yo, get on the sidewalk, like stay out of the way and part the sea for the vehicle.
Crossing guards everywhere that are helping you out.
They need one over here.
They do. Yeah, this is a tough one.
Let that morning drive guy through. He's important.
Like if your sirens are on and you've got your horn blasting, you know, you would think that even if the kids are kind of in their own world, that's going to jolt them out of it. Then again, they're kids.
Yeah.
Is it an elementary school? Are there kindergartners around? Is it a high school?
Yeah.
If there's high schools there, I don't like... Y'all should be able to walk across the street without, you know, y'all should look. If it's kindergartners, I totally get it. Like, they're in their own world. They don't know any better.
903 says, as a firefighter, paramedic, we have to slow down through the school zone. The bad part for us is anytime a wreck happens and we're involved, it's our fault. Oh, that sucks. So, like, it's just defaults to being their issue. Wow. 817 says, kids are dumb and could rush out to see the fire truck. They wouldn't necessarily stop. They'd be like, oh, fire truck. Like, it's ice cream truck
like
thing.
A dog.
Yeah. 214, yes. I honestly think school zones are dumb, except for by elementary schools. Somebody says 940, got to slow down. Kids can be dumb sometimes. Ultimately, we all want to protect our kids, but like that is what I think it comes down to. I am in favor of, yeah, just slow down through the school zone because, or find an alternate route. Like, there's no other way. Do you have to drive through the school zone?
I don't think you're thinking like it's 302, like kids are getting out. Like, hit the alternate route on Waze.
Whoever makes the TikTok algorithm, whatever genius came up with that, come up with some sort of algorithm that adjusts and says, this is how you get around these schools.
Waze school zone, fire school zone, Waze.
Yeah, let me ask you a life hacks question.
Yeah.
You guys ever ride the wake of that ambulance?
Oh, all the time.
Same here.
As much as I possibly can.
Yeah.
No.
Get behind that whale.
Uh-huh.
Get behind
no
it.
No doubt.
The following life hacks are
I will never forgive you, Peyton, for getting that intro canceled. That's what I'm upset by more than anything else.
You won't get behind after a safe distance, the police car. Everyone.
I feel like usually I'm like, because I'm such a fantastic driver, I'm usually like leading the pack, right? And so what happens is that when I have to pull off to the side to make way, then anybody who's tailgating is right behind it, and I can't just duck right in.
Of course.
So that's the way how that goes typically. So interesting sort of perspective. Peyton, where do you come down on this? Would you want a fire truck rushing to save one of your fellow Rockwallians, or would you say, no, got to slow down for the children?
I mean, if it's a paramedic, they got to go through. I mean, hopefully they're aware of their surroundings, and other people will see the kids walking and say, hey, you got to hold back. Like Sean said, I believe, you know, you got to have cross guards and everything. So, I mean, if it's an emergency, you got to have the guys go.
All right. So there are a couple of really weird stories.
Then come back for the kids that you hit
right
in the crosswalk.
There are a couple of really weird stories going on around DFW. First one is from a car accident that occurred in Forney on Sunday. So 22-year-old Wade Robinson crashed his car along Highway 80 near FM 460 last weekend. He called his friends, said, hey, I was in a car accident. Meet me up the road. It doesn't seem like it's totally clear, like how, at least from this article that I'm reading from WFAA, exactly how like potentially hurt he was, or, you know, delusional or whatever else. But he wrecks his car, calls his friends show up, and he's not there. And since Sunday, they have not been able to find this guy. He is just missing. And apparently they went back by the accident scene. They found barefoot footprints in the mud.
Is this like the guy who, car? Remember the guy who got hit and like flipped in back into the car? Like in the
passenger
seat?
Oh, yeah, was that around here? Yeah, it was. And the guy like drove home with him there or whatever. Oh. Yeah. No, so this is actually, they found these footprints, like these barefoot footprints of his. One of his friends on Tuesday, when they were searching the area looking for him, they found his iPhone like way far away from the crash site and everything else. So this guy they're still looking for him. They have no idea where he is. This has been since Sunday. So you're talking about 4 days. Where this guy, there's now helicopters involved. Police are searching all over the place trying to figure out where is this guy. I think they started looking in some of the water around there, like one of the creeks or rivers, trying to figure out, like, okay, where is this guy? But he was headed to Forney from the Skyway, lost control, spun out back of the car, hit the sidewall, and pushed the concrete pillars out all the way. One of his friends, Dylan Owens, says he called friends to meet him down the road, never made it to him. Nobody's heard from him since. It's just very odd. Like the shoes, you've got weird. Now, I could imagine if you were in a really bad accident.
That brain trauma.
Yeah, if you're just disoriented.
Amnesia. They call it amnesia. They still call it that, or is it? I don't know.
Amnesia?
They have a different. I haven't heard somebody say amnesia in 20 years, so I don't even know.
I say it to you every other day in a segment of what we just talked about.
See? That's my short-term memory loss.
I don't know. I mean, either you may not have heard it for 20 years because you have it,
possible.
Or it may be that just that's one of those words that people have decided all of a sudden is offensive to them for some reason. I don't know. We can't ever keep track of that. The other bizarre story is out in Frisco. So
we call it loss of collective memories.
That's what it is. 29-year-old Jonathan Webb.
Jonathan
has been arrested after he was accused of starting a Frisco fire, multiple fires, that damaged 8 homes. So on Monday, there was a 3-alarm fire, destroyed one home under construction before it spread, caused damage to 7 other houses. This is according to Fox 4 News. Investigators say 29-year-old Jonathan Webb was seen on surveillance near that fire scene. They arrested him Monday night after he allegedly set another fire in a different part of town. The fires happened in 2 Frisco neighborhoods 6 miles apart. Say at this time, investigation's still ongoing. We don't have a motive, but he's not talking. He's not cooperating. That's odd enough. You said all these things.
Setting fires.
Setting fires. You're not talking. They have surveillance footage of it. He's just being completely uncooperative, not getting a lawyer or anything else. What's really odd to Frisco police and Frisco firefighters right now is the fire marshal says the most confusing part of this is he's not from here. He drove up from Austin to set these fires. He's from Austin. Fire marshal says he's being completely uncooperative and that he came up, they can't find any logical connection for him here, why he would have been in those neighborhoods, but is not even from the area, drove up to Frisco to set these fires.
Why would Austin have beef with us to this degree? What would they be jealous of or mad at? Austin, Dallas. What's the big mismatch there?
California. Californians down in Austin. I'll move there. No, I mean, here too.
Would this be, is the natural thought here, like if you have no connection, you're coming up here, this is some sort of like radical protest of some sort? That's where my head goes. I don't know what it would be. But
targeting someone you hate? I don't know, but that's multiple fires.
Yeah, he set them in different neighborhoods.
Did they ever catch the Austin killer that we were talking to Broadus about?
No, the serial killer they think they have down there. I have seen
dumping
nothing. Dumping bodies in the lake. I've seen no updates on the potential serial killer. Now, I do love those documentaries on serial killers. Yeah. Either they're fascinating and, you know,
nothing worse than watching America's Most Wanted, man, by yourself at night, Friday night, John Walsh, and you're looking out your window, you hear like your whole old house creak.
Yeah.
Looking out the window, what the heck is that?
Especially when it's within reasonable driving distance of where the crime was. Like, that guy could have come 3 hours this way if he's on the run or whatever else. And one quick note, really quickly, if you enjoy Airbnbs, Vrbo, everything else like that, you cannot get it in Plano anymore. Plano City Council voted late on Monday night unanimously. They are blocking, completely banning the short-term rentals in their cities. So no, they're tired of it.
My neighbors complaining.
Yeah, it's just different ordinances that people say, like, it's too unregulated, caused too many problems. Mm-hmm. Yep. So Plano, you are not going to be able to get an Airbnb in Plano moving forward.
Neighborhood Watch, every Thursday, your best and favorite local segment of the week during the commercial-free expressway. Zach Walchuk, host of the Draft Festivities, live in studio.
He likes to fart in bed.
For an hour, Willie Bully joins us on the Fan Cam, Twitch, and YouTube. Next on the Fans.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.